This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's a miserable place. This is a miserable, grim, awful place. This is Srebrenica Memorial Museum, here on the old Dutch UN base where the United Nations withdrew and let the massacres happen. 8,600 plus. I want you to really feel this, because we don't know enough about it. And we don't talk about it, and we have to care about it. Six 6,000 women and children were rounded up when Srebrenica had fallen. They were allowed in by the UN, and another 20,000 were not allowed in the compound, and they were just wandering around outside. And where were the men? The men were in the hillside being shot and put into mass graves. So much shocking imagery here, including images of starvation, which I haven't seen. I hadn't realized how much the people were starving during those times. I mean, have a look at this. Just look at these images here. And right now it's got a project of first-person testimonies from what happened across Bosnia, specifically Srebrenica. Just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Just so many. To put it into some context for us, there are twice the number of murdered human beings in this graveyard as died on 9/11. Twice the number. Twice. Only the people who did this got a state. They got a state. Those people who did this are still at home. People who did this, they got an autonomous state, and part of the land of the same people that they did this to. Which is your family name, brother?
Omerovic.
Omerovic. My gosh, how can they all be one family? There's four.
He says probably most of the people killed
from one family.
Or from your family.
His family name.
I didn't believe that it's possible in Boston, because together we were together. We were together in school. We were friends. We were neighbors, and I didn't believe. I said it's impossible here, but it's happened. And today I see it's possible anywhere in the world. It means we still not learn the lessons of the history. I živi bi tamo htjeli. Sakupte se din dušmani na svijetu.